Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how you doing? This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome. How are you? We're going to have a great show today for you. I really hope so anyway. We're going to try to put it out there for you, okay? So therefore, if you want to give a call in here and get a private reading, please do so. Call us at 646-721-9031. We're going to try to cross on some things here, which usually goes in the format of relationships. So we're going to try to slow it down a little bit. Okay, let's give you some information on things of how we do this. It's like I said before. On this show, we do nothing but free readings. And when we say free readings, we mean free readings. So therefore, give us a call at 646-721-9031. We want to do readings. We want to sit there and sit down, and we really want to help people. So therefore, give us a chance by calling in and to experience one of these fantastic readings. But you can't experience the fantastic readings unless you give us a call, okay? Also, if you wanted to take advantage of getting a private reading with me and you have a personal matter you want to look at, we have a lot of things we actually do, too, as well. Give us a call at 719-344-8699 or give me a call on my cell phone anytime you want at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Okay, and thank you all for calling in. We're going to get to all the callers in the queue, so stay right where you are. We will definitely get to you in 2 seconds. We also have an October special going where you get 4 45-minute sessions for $100, okay? And they usually go for $45 for 45 minutes. But this month we're having a special, okay? So you get 4 45-minute sessions for $100, or you can get 1 45-minute session for $40, okay? So give us a call at 719-344-8699, also 740-500-8863. And also contact us through our website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We also do a lot of work with children and helping them to actually work and develop their psychic abilities, and also with adults, too, as well. Or if you're a person who's been doing the work and that kind of stuff and you just want to work with somebody to get those talents and to expand your abilities, we also do that, too, as well. We also do parties. And so also, if you also have a charity event, where we got the holiday seasons coming up. If you have any kind of charity event, please give us a call. We would love to do the charity thing and just give back, okay? So therefore, there's no charge for that. If you do have a party, Halloween party, Christmas party, whatever you want to do, we have a special for new people that come to us who have never worked with us before. It's usually $100 per party. But for new callers or newcomers or new people that we've never worked with before, it's $75 to do a whatever. It doesn't matter how long your party is. You pay $75, we'll be there. We also have a thing where we can actually have a thing right now where we can actually work on Skype. So therefore, if you're in Washington State and you have a Halloween party going on or a birthday party or a Christmas party and you want us to be there, we can be there through Skype. All you got to do is set up a computer on your side with Skype and also Skype on our side, and we can be there. It's the same kind of thing. We can do palm readings, angel card readings, whatever. We've done it before. I do one-on-one readings with people, too, no matter where you are in the world, on Skype, and the prices are still the same. There's no difference in the prices no matter where you are. So please give us a call and take advantage of all these services that we have for everyone, because I do angel card readings. I'm also a psychic. I'm a medium. I'm a spiritual advisor. I do relationship counseling, relationship readings, also life coaching, working with children who have special abilities, working with them and their parents and working together so that can actually work really good, because it's, you know, some people are just kind of confused and don't know what to do with this situation. We can help them out. So please give us a call at 719-344-8699 or give us a call on my cell phone at 740-500-8863 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com and get on there. You can actually look at all the things that we do, get an insight of who I am, what I do, and that kind of stuff like that. We have a bio, and we have an About Me page, and we also have a contact page. But you can also contact us through there, too, as well. Give us all your information. Tell us what you're going to do. We also have a donation button where you can donate, but also sometimes we also give specials. And I guarantee you, I don't care who you are and what your budget is, if you're crossing my path and you want to do a reading, I guarantee you we can work together. Just, like I always say, get a backbone and ask for what you want. I've never turned anybody down. So keep that in consideration and give us a call and sit down and tell me what your situation is, because I guarantee you whatever's going on, we can come to an agreement and work together, okay? All right, so give us a call at 719-344-8699 or 740-500-8863 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com or come on the internet and come into the free chat where we always give the information out so you can see it firsthand in case you don't catch it, okay? All right, let's go back to the queue, and let's talk, and let's take our first caller, which is area code 214. 214, welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hello, good. How are you?
Good question. I just want to run away.
Make it fast.
Because I was sitting going over the situation I was talking about before, and with a particular person that I really care about, who is this special, awesome, beautiful person, and you're just like, you know, sometimes you feel like you've come to the bottom of a mountain, and you're thinking you're going to have to climb it, when sometimes it's just the idea of figuring, not even doing anything, and waiting for a path to open up, and then continue. I'm just one of those people who wants to knock the mountain down. I lost my train of thought for a minute. So how are you today?
Doing good. Lovely weather. I'm enjoying it.
That's good. We talked yesterday, didn't we?
What's that?
Did we talk yesterday?
Yesterday, no. But I called him before.
Gotcha. I thought you sounded familiar, but then again, you sound like someone who called in yesterday, too. So let's just go with it. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I wanted to get a heads up on this upcoming month and to see about, there's two things. One is my mom just passed.
Uh-huh.
And two, the question is, do I need to make this trip overseas at this time? Because I'm indecisive about it.
Okay. So let's go over each question separately. We'll, you know, mm-hmm. give a little time here. So your mom just passed. How long ago has it been since your mom passed?
About a week ago.
Okay. Well, the situation is like this. You should give it a month, about 30 days. Because usually, I don't know what it is. Yeah, every time, yeah. Usually you have a transition period. Where
mm-hmm.
communications, if you don't get communication right away,
mm-hmm.
then it's usually a month before you do. So I get that, okay, a week. I would say about mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
I get the impression that she'll be very strong with you. I would say I've been told that she will be noticeable on the right side, focusing on right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because she always thought she was always right. True.
Said that last again, because she what?
Because she always thought she was right.
Right. Even when it was a left, it was still a right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that was the situation with your mom. And then what was the next thing?
About making this trip overseas.
For some reason on that situation, I keep getting no. It's not necessary. What kind of trip is it?
Well, it's because she lived overseas, and that's what. I pretty much made my goodbye said last time I was there, and I don't feel a pulling or I don't even feel guided to make this trip.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to come across the wrong way to the family.
Yeah, but who cares about the family? You have to honor yourself. You have to honor yourself and her. It has nothing to do with them. And that's the thing about family. They always make you feel obligated to do all this stuff, and sometimes you just can't do it. You know, it's just, I had the same problem with my grandmother passed away. And that was actually the opposite situation where I actually did want to be there, but everybody's like, nope. So, you know, if we sit here and lived our life by what family thinks we should do, I don't think we'd ever get anywhere. I'm just saying what I pick up on the situation. Don't get caught up in a worldly way of thinking you have to do something when realistically there's no reason to do anything. Because, I mean, I just get the impression with your mother and everything else, I don't think it would really make a difference one way or the other. Am I wrong? Hello?
I'm here.
So you're thinking about it?
I don't know if I've been thinking about it, but I've kind of left it at, okay, if I'm supposed to, I'll get the nudge from upstairs, but.
Everybody talks about getting nudge upstairs. I'm not realizing when it says look to the heavens in the Bible, it's talking about the stars and guidance and direction.
Mm-hmm.
Not literally heaven is upwards.
Oh, well, yeah.
Heaven's the next dimension over. It's like walking through a mirror. And then you're somewhere else. Whoa.
And then also, I don't know. I'm also open to guidance or reading of things coming up for me. Hello? Hello? I can't hear anything. You there? Hello? Hello? If I hit a mute button or something. Can you hear me?
Hello, everybody. Don't you just love technical difficulties? It will drive you freaking up the walls, won't it? All right, so if everybody was sitting there listening and that kind of stuff, and you want to call back in, we finally took care of everything, so all you got to do is give us a call back in here. It's kind of crazy sometimes, but then again, when you look at the situation, we'd be glad to talk to you and answer your questions and do some insights to what's going on. It was just one of those situations that we had some technical difficulty, so please give us a call back in here at 646. Hello. Let's see, fries with my shake.
You want a shake?
If I could, please.
What
Well, hopefully flavoring it all. Chocolate, man. Come on, chocolate.
All right. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Do you want fries and a shake?
I guess some fries, too.
Okay.
Son of a...
I'm going to buy you two junior cheeseburgers, fries, and a chocolate shake.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so I'll see you in a bit.
All right, thank you. Bye. Shit. Sorry, guys. So everybody give us a call in here. Come on, guys. We're sitting here having our technical difficulty. There's no reason to shy ourselves off. Come back, 313-214. Please call back, and we might actually give you a call back here, too, Mrs. 214. Let's see if we can actually bring you on the show. I think we can do that. Let's do that. All right. Let's see what we got going on here. Two, one, four. We won't go crazy in detail here. Eight, four, two, one. And we ring him. Let's see what we can bring up here. I'm going to sit there and... Let's see if we can actually bring her on. Why not? What do you say? Hello to Vickies and Dickies of all of you. If you just tuned in, we have some technical difficulties. This is Psychic X Journeyman. Here on Psychic X Journeyman Switch.
We did leave you a voicemail, and I hope you had a wonderful day. If you not.
Well, we didn't get a hold of her. All we got a hold of was her voicemail. But, you know, we tried, right? You just tuned in as a Psychic X Journeyman. This is my show, Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link, here on Blog Talk Radio. We were going over some things here, so if you want to get a reading, please do so. 646-721-9031. And we also have a special right now where you can get 4 45-minute sessions for $100, or you can get 1 45-minute session for only $40. So therefore, if you call while the show's on, you can actually get a 20-minute session for $15, but you got to call here in the next 2 hours. Well, actually, in the next hour and 35 minutes, okay? And then next week, we're going to start doing this one thing where we're actually going to be giving away a 40-minute reading to the 10th caller. So therefore, keep it in mind that the 10th caller who comes into the situation will also win a 40-minute reading, okay? And during the week, we're going to have a special going on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the 5th caller. You will win a 35-minute reading, and you'll be able to pick it whatever. Well, actually, what we're going to do is change it. It was a 35-minute reading, but we're going to change it to 75 minutes. You can win a 75-minute reading if you call Tuesday or Wednesday between what we're going to be on at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. And if you're the 5th caller, you will win that 75-minute reading. And then next week, we're going to have the 40-minute reading. We're going to be giving away on Saturday night for the 10th caller, so you want to tune in for that too as well. All right? So therefore, if you want to give a reading tonight, please give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Again, the numbers again, we'll slow it down a little bit for you. And we'll sit here and say, hey, 646-721-9031. So please give us a call back in here. We have some technical things going on, that kind of stuff, but, you know, hey, forgive us and come back in because it's all free. Doesn't cost you a thing. Get some insights, information, that kind of stuff. It's like a great preview before you actually take the next step to get a private reading. So therefore, it gives you some insights in the process of what you're investing in, which realistically you're investing in yourself, okay? I was actually going to zip off to the chat room, see what we got going on. Chat room. So, Prim, once you call back in, okay? And let's get that reading. Get those insights, that conversation, okay? And we will let you know exactly what's happening, what even happened in the situation too as well. All right? And if anybody comes into the chat room, would like to ask any questions, please do so. We'd be glad to answer those for you, okay? But if you are listening and you called in earlier, everything is fine. But you're going to have to call in because we're about ready to go forget this. Let's see.
the macro.
Okay, guys, we used to talk about relationships, and relationships are very important to people. And the reason they're very important to people because it's almost like the core of our lives. And I just wish I could sit down and talk to everybody who had any kind of inkling or any kind of thought of running away from relationships to realize that they're only running away from themselves. Anytime they don't want to sit there and do something or do anything, it has to do with the ideal what has crossed their path. So I guess it's one of those things to realize, and to people too, to realize that our relationships, every person that we bring into our, let's put it this way, everything and every person that crosses our path does so because we brought it in. Our intentions unintentionally or intentionally brought that person, situation, opportunity into our lives. So therefore, it happened because we wanted it to. And we want more. Excuses are things that we conjure up to keep us from where we really want to be at or who we really want to be with. So why are we making excuses to keep us from the most phenomenal things in our lives that actually brings about the most positive changes? The idea of loving oneself. When you love, because realistically, when you bring a person into your life, at that moment you loved yourself, you care about yourself enough to actually share that with somebody else, that's the person you brought into your life. But it's also a reflection of who you are as well. So therefore, let's put those in consideration, okay? Lovely, lovely, lovely. I'm saying, let's all do it, okay? So therefore, if you have any questions and you want to sort of go into detail about the situation of the relationship that you do have in your life, we'd like to sit there and give you some insights of the situation of what's going on. Okay, so therefore, if you want to give a call in here and get that insight now, please do so at 646-721-9031. It's amazing how some people have a tendency to go in the situation and go, whoa, what's up? Let's go back in the chat room, see what's up in the chat room. I got people talking, but no one's calling in. Who's April Keller? April Keller and Prem, why don't you guys call in? You're going to try to listen in and get some shut-eye? Come on in. I was like, what? When I lived in Shevenport, I used to listen to you and talk with you. Now found that again. Awesome. Why don't you call and talk to me now? Oh, my God. I found you again, Psychic X. Yes, you did. And are we running off to the Bahamas? People are just like, I just listen in. That's great to listen in. But, guys, I already contacted three people tonight and got knocked out of a whole scenario. Everybody was like, I'm eating a Snickers bar. I'm going to eat it for 2 hours so I can't be on your show. I said, thanks. It's not a good excuse, but it is a good, you know. Let's see. Hold up. I lost my track of thing here. There we go. Okay, guys. We're actually in the midst of doing a radio show. Like I said before, if you guys just tuned in, this is Psychic X Journeyman. This is my show, Psychic X Journeyman. Psychic X Journeyman Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's 6:30. It's actually 6:30 p.m. It's amazing we've only been on the air for 30 minutes. I feel like I've been here forever. It's 6:30 p.m. It's also October 14th, 2012, and we're still here, guys. No ending to the world yet. And I'm not counting down either. So therefore, it's like everybody do your research, okay? No more questions about 2012 December, because realistically, if you read it and do the research on the Mayas, you'll start realizing that it says the end of one phase, the beginning of another. So it doesn't sound like the end of the world to me. All right. Okay. We started talking about relationships earlier, how relationships are very important to us, and how these things have a tendency to put it out there and realize that these are physical manifestations of how we feel about ourselves. And the idea, the intention we put out there created the opportunity for these people to cross our paths. So therefore, we did want it. So if you have a guy out there who keeps saying he doesn't want it, he's full of it. I don't know what I want. Well, he must have knew exactly what he wanted, or you wouldn't be there. Or you would never cross your path. So So therefore, let's look at the situation and let's stop trying to figure out everybody. It's more the line of trying to figure ourselves out, isn't it? So let's take a step back and look at the situation and go, okay, what's this person reflect back at me about myself? And don't sit there and go, okay, I guess I'm going to ask. No, that's not what it says. It's just the idea of the situation of certain people and how they are just feeling at the moment. But it's also how you feel about yourself. How do you feel about yourself? Do you feel like you're an ass? And if you don't, then take a look at the situation in a deeper manner and say, okay, what does this person reflect back at me about myself? It could be simply that maybe you don't feel worthy. So this person is being pulled away from you and running away from you because they don't feel worthy either. See how it reflects back and forth. And if you're sitting there looking at a person who's like, I'm not worthy of loving you or caring about you, maybe you should look at yourself and maybe you're also having the same problem. Can you actually fathom in your mind that someone could actually love you the way you love somebody else? So maybe we should start taking some questions from the audience. Does anybody have their hands raised? So, we have free readings here, but we can't do any free readings, guys, unless you give us a call in here and talk to us. How about you, April? Not the same one. There's actually someone in the chat room who has the name April. So, I'm not going to stick around very long if no one calls in. I'm going to say, it's been a good night. It's Sunday, and I need some rest, too. Is it Sunday, the day of rest? I've created the world for the last 7 days. Think about that. So let's go back in the chat room and see if we can get some questions from people in the chat. Okay, guys, how about you two ladies in the chat room? Does anybody have a question? It could be weather here. Thunderstorms nearby. Let's see. The phone line goes quiet. Okay, that's what I did. I live in PA now. I'm sorry. Why'd you move to Pennsylvania for? Was you wanting to be depressed? I'm sorry, guys. I just ran away from Ohio, and I feel a whole lot better. It was either the family or Ohio. I'm not really sure yet. But oh, wow. Wendy's does deliver. So if anybody has a question, I'd like to answer it for you. I'm serious. I'm in Pennsylvania. Cows can make you depressed. I mean, that's why people are depressed. They drink too much milk. I don't know. Yes. Oh, come on. Spirits. That's good because they don't need any. It's one of those things you just go, if you got a spirit in your house, go shoo. And they go, shoo? Shit, yeah, you don't get out, I'm going to throw my shoe at you. Ta-dum-tum. Okay. My favorite joke in the world is, what is 5,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? A real good start. So therefore... People go, wow, it's kind of negative, isn't it? I said, no. If you look at the situation, it's actually a very positive. The idea of some of these formats and some of these people out here can actually drive you up the walls. So, with the situation, do you think we can learn more from actually going and learning from books ourselves, or do you think we have to go to a teacher who's going to be a smartass in the process of teaching us? It's your call when you look at the format and how things are going to fall into place. Because realistically, you can go to college, you can go to school, even when you read the books, they're just a place to start. And does it actually become more after the fact? Where does wisdom fall into the situation? It's the idea of taking what you've learned, taking it into the world, see how it works, and more likely you'll look at things, how they unfold, and start seeing things in a three-dimensional way. The books are just one-dimensional. They're somebody else's perception, and you're using that and the idea of opening up your own perception to see things for what they really are and how things actually fall out. It's the idea of sitting down looking at people going, you really care about something or care about someone, you shouldn't run away from it or make excuses why you can't have that in your life. You should look at the situation for what it is. It's a motivation to get rid of things out of your life that no longer work, that no longer contribute to your happiness. That's why these things are coming into your life. That's why these people cross your path. So therefore, they can just enhance your life. Now, some of us are going to sit there and go, well, what if we're making the wrong choices? Then we're not really looking at ourselves, are we? Maybe we should be looking at ourselves a little more clearer to realize that here's a person who's crossed my path, who has a potential being in my life if I allow them to be in my life. And then take it one step further and say, why am I making excuses? Why not to let this person in my life? Because it's just reflecting back at me at that moment. I have changed in a positive way. That the things I have been doing for myself have brought this person into my life because my perception has changed. Okay? And take that in consideration. That you are progressing. You are moving forward. You are growing spiritually and emotionally. Because this person came into your life. Not the other way around. Of thinking you're making a choice. Making a bad choice or a bad decision. Why can't we start looking at them for what they are? Because it means there's still some residue that we need to let go of our past experiences. That we're still judging these new things that are coming in our lives by. Yes, judging. Not allowing and start understanding that the reason this thing came into our lives or this person, this situation, this opportunity, they're all positive, which means we're more positive. We've changed our lives. So therefore, give us a call. Come on, guys, talk in. Maybe it's a storm and all that kind of stuff is going on in the other parts of the country and where you're at and that kind of stuff, but let's take a look at the situation. Anybody got any questions in the chat? At least till December. Angels. So how about you, April? You want to call in and talk to us? I'd be happy as hell for someone to call in right now. Because I'm just going to sit there and say, well, you know something? It's a talk show. There's no one to talk to. Then we have to talk our way out of it. We could do like Frasier. I'm listening. Anyway, give us a call in here, guys, at 646-721-9031. If y'all want to do a private reading with me, please. Here's the information for that. I lost it. There we go. All right. No phone. Can't you call through Skype? You should be able to call through Skype. Just tell me what you feel. Give me something. Like it's... You're in Pennsylvania. It's blocking my perception. Anyway, if you guys want to give me a call for a private reading, please do so at 719-344-8699 or 740-500-8863. Or go to my website at www.psychicexjourneyman.com, which tells you everything that I do, gives you insights to who I am and everything. And if you're on the computer, you can use Skype to call me. So do it. She said, okay. I don't know if that's positive or not. That's kind of freaking crazy. Oof. Too funny. Yes, it is too funny. And we just canceled the show. You want to laugh at me? I'm out of here. Let's see. I have to hold up.